Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And I was thinking, say you're homeless. Stay with me now, it gets better. Say you're homeless and you set your tent up, you know, blah, blah, blah place, or your shanty, you know, or your build. And I say build because I walk a lot. And out here in California, you see a lot of homeless. You almost can say encampments, you know, communities almost. And in some cases, there's been homeless people I've seen for so long and so often that I'll miss them when I don't see them anymore. But say, you know, you set yours up and then somebody comes and sets theirs up next to you. And then, you know, this, where I'm walking is like, you know, several like communities, like rows of homeless tents and bills and, you know, this and that, where people sleep like right beside each other. And it got me to thinking, what if your neighbor wake up playing music or something? You know, you guys are all like right there. I'm sure you talk it out, you know, and you probably negotiate it either amicably or maybe just flat out war. I'm sure at night disputes are settled one way or other. Because one thing walking past, you know, the homeless situations, I often see the aftermath of the night before. And you can just imagine, I've seen things burned up, this stuff scattered all over the place, so where you can say, something went down here last night. Somebody wasn't happy about something. So I'm thinking, if you, you know, you set your thing up and somebody, you know, wants to wake up playing music or something, you gonna hear it. And then I went a step farther thinking, well, you're like living right next to somebody else. There's really no insulation. So basically, you're gonna hear everything. Talking, snoring, farting, you're gonna hear everything. Really didn't have a point. That's just what I wanted to say. My lip doing stuff? I think my lip is scabbing up or trying to heal. So you see a little something on it. I think it's when it finally gets to the point where it's gonna heal, it scabs up like that, then it, that part eventually peels off. I put an antibiotic ointment on it. You keep it moist a lot of times, but yeah, I really didn't have a point. I mean, that was just my point to wonder. Because I guess me, and yes, everything relates back to Jeffrey. This is Jeffrey TV. I need quiet. I need large, huge, obnoxious amounts of quiet. In my apartment, TV's not on unless I'm watching it. I just don't put on background music, and this is for a reason. I'm trying to get a certain mood. I'm trying to go to a certain place. There's no background noise in my life. The background noise in my life is me thinking and me figuring out stuff and me talking to myself. Today I bought the headphones, my earbuds, because it's Friday and I took the day off, and I hope to talk about that later. And I figured, you know, since Friday I took the day off, it's a different kind of day. You know, it's not a work day. I don't have to turn it on. You know, I don't have to turn on the performance. I don't have to kick up the performance level. A few things I got to do, but not much. And of course, I was laying in the bed, thinking I'm going to lay here all day. I'm just going to lay here all day. Next thing you know, I'm out walking 5 miles. I need it. My body needs it. I like it. I want it. And not just to keep my streak going. Okay, maybe just to keep my streak going. No, not just maybe to keep my streak going. Over 30 days walking over 10,000 miles. I mean, 10,000 steps. And it's keeping my weight down. I've been under 200 for about a month now. And if I act right, which I really haven't been to the degree that I can, I think I can probably go down really close to under 190. Sometimes I can get it down to 192, 193. Like when I get back today, I'll probably be at 194.8 or 194.6. If it was really hot and I sweat a lot, I can get down to like what I went earlier. I was down to 192.0, but that's anomaly weight. That's just, you know, an unrealistic weigh-in. After starving myself and not eating or drinking anything in the morning. So I'm keeping the weight off, and I haven't been as strict in my eating as I have been. I'm still food shopping, which I like because I can take healthy food, healthy whole foods, and make combinations of them that are quote unquote good. I can just take vegetables and meats, and I found like some really good whole wheat, no salt bread, and you know, just no salt foods, good vegetables that I could like put in a food chopper with some reduced salt, tomato sauce, you know, just really as close to non-processed ingredients as I can. Throw some cheese and some no salt seasoning on it. And I can make, the stuff I make is pretty good. I can get the right texture, I get some taste. And I'll eat that. What I'm fantasizing about now is getting back there and making something like that and eating it with my no salt kettle chips and no sugar drink, my Crystal Light, my Kroger brand Crystal Light knockoff. Yeah. I have a problem with moderation. It's always been my thing. I have a problem with moderation. I either go all the way or I don't go. It's hard for me to mediate. It's either all or nothing. So, but it seems to be working for me. So that's not a complaint. So I'm out here walking, getting my 10,000. I'll get the weight down. And then whatever happens today, because I got brownies, ate a lot of my junk already. So I'm kind of low on junk, if I could put it that way. See, I don't know if you can see this, but see some of the homeless stuff. You can see something probably went down here last night. Here's like the homeless road. This used to be really populated with homeless people. They came in and cleaned it out. I used to ride my bike here this way most of the time. But they used to be like rows and rows of setups. Oh wow, look at that cart. That's a nice ass cart, man. See that cart? Used to be rows and rows of setups here. You can see the debris from, well, that's on that side, it's the freeway debris. People throwing out garbage. Yesterday, the other day, I saw somebody throw stuff out of their car. I remember back in the day, though. Way back in the day, we used to go to McDonald's or whatever. And I'm not sure if we did it or if we didn't do it. But it was in the habit of, when you're done with your garbage, just throw it out the car. You just open the door and just drop it right there on the ground. It's back in the 60s, early 70s, I guess. Before we saw the Indian crying on TV about littering and that campaign. And now it's taboo. I can't do it. I can't throw anything out on the ground or anything. In fact, I got to throw stuff away, even a little piece of paper. I feel guilty. And I got to throw away properly. Another homeless thing. I keep it in my car. Integrity, I don't know what it was called. You know, I'm just not that person, so I just can't throw stuff out the window. Very rare, not even a little piece of paper. Probably not, well, I think, was I throwing my Black and Mild tips out of the... I think I probably even tried to dispose of them properly. And just so I, but I saw a person, you know, at a stoplight, whatever, open the door, and just drop some trash out of the side of the door. I was like, wow, you know. And as I say, we need all kinds. We need diversity. I'm not saying they shouldn't do that or they shouldn't do it. I can almost say that I'm not even saying that I wish they didn't do it because it gave me something to talk about. I was stimulated one way, whatever way that was. So I was stimulated some kind of way by seeing it. So it had a purpose or a meaning in my life. To where I remembered it. You know, so who's to say? But it was just weird to see somebody open the door and just dump some trash out of the car right there, and then like in the left turning lane. Like in the, right there in the middle lane of, you know, going at a stoplight. So, you know, that's always fun to be aware of about yourself and other people. Also, another thing I wanted to talk about today, boys and girls, is the idea. I had the idea, it felt strange to me to take a vacation, to take PTO, to take a day off before going on vacation. Now, if you really stop and think about it, it's not really that, you know, it's not really that big a deal. If you got the time, enjoy it, relax, you know. Maybe you got stuff to do. Maybe you got things to handle before you leave or whatever. But for me, that's not my motive of operation. I get stuff done during the normal work day. Working from home is not only a godsend, but it gives me opportunity to get stuff done while I'm at work or, you know, between works or whatever. So I incorporate a lot of chores and duties during my work because I can get stuff done, you know, while I'm working. Because I like to keep going. Once I wake up and put those shoes on, once I tie up these shoes, it's go, 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 go. Until I clock out at 8 p.m. Just up, walking my 4.5 miles or whatever, back, shower, work, even on breaks, I'm walking. So I don't stop until it's time to clock out. And then when I do, I hit that recliner and exhale. Get my remote, get my Fire Stick remote that I have programmed to the TV. It has volume control on it and power. So I don't even need the other remote anymore because my TV is completely run off the Fire Stick. I don't have a cable box or internet to it or anything. Everything goes through the Fire Stick. Got YouTube TV on it and all my stuff. So I do have a over-the-air antenna hooked up to it, so I could get like local channels. And local channels, local digital channels are very good. They're very good in quality. Programming, I'm not so sure. But in quality, the digital quality is amazing. And you can get, you know, like channel 2, 2.1, 2.3 when I go back home is 21, 21.2, 21.3, 21.4, and all those. So that's, you know, when I was handling business without cable back there before Fire Sticks and YouTube TVs. And I think I had Spectrum Mobile or Spectrum trying to figure out how to get TV and stuff all like that. And no, my father had cable, so I had cable running to the room, and then we didn't have cable. We had to get it set up and this and that, but you know, we got it all worked out. It was fun. It was like living in the cabin, getting things up and running, and getting things fixed and repaired and built and all that stuff. So yeah, my TV is basically, it's a smart TV, but yeah, it is a smart TV, but I never use any of the apps on it. Every now and then I go in there and play with them, look in there to see if anything can be updated, anything that I can do, but everything's on the Fire Stick. And since I got the Fire Stick that does power and volume, I don't even need the other remote anymore. And when I travel, I'll take the Fire Stick with me. Take all my programming, all my channels, set up, you know, what I'm used to, click, 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 hook it up, HDMI, boom, boom, boom. So I was saying, for me to take a day off before taking a quote-unquote vacation felt strange. I was like, I don't want to do that. But I did my calculations from how many days straight I've worked, how much effort I put in, how many days where I was able to completely relax, or how many days I haven't been, you know, since I completely relaxed. And what I'm vacationing, quote unquote vacationing, going into. What is gonna be my schedule going forward once I hit the ground wherever I'm going? I said, you know what? It might be better for your disposition if you just take a day before you start this. And then that's where I got to the point, that's where I got to the idea of vacationing and travel. What I'm doing probably isn't vacationing. It really isn't vacationing, it's traveling. There's a difference between vacationing and traveling. Because I'm not taking any days off. So I'm really not taking a vacation. I'm just traveling. And if you think about it, traveling and working is harder. It takes more effort and stress and work. So it really wasn't me taking a day off before vacationing. It was me taking a day off before traveling. And that's different. And then you also want to get to the idea of, you know, where you're going, what you got in front of you, you know, what you're gonna be expected to do once you get there, how many days off when you get there, how many days, and then my traveling and working, you know, granddaughter gonna be there, that's hours of energy that you willfully give, but it's still hours energy expended. Sleep patterns change, working 3 to 11 back there, which is still 12 to 8 here. Things are disrupted. And you kind of want to be well rested for that. And that makes sense. You know, once I thought about it that way, it makes sense, because it's really not vacation. I'm just traveling. I'm not planning on taking any days off. In fact, the way my role and position is in the company, I almost got to fight for, have regular days off. Not fight, but, you know, the way it was set up, I almost got to struggle to make sure that I get maybe 2 days off. Not struggle. It's not really that bad. It used to be. And in fact, I used to like only working one day, getting one day off and going back to work, one day off, going back to work. And it would work out to my advantage a lot of times too. So I didn't complain because I didn't have PTO. I didn't have any vacation paid time off. So it worked out. So I'm not complaining, but I was a contractor. Now that I got PTO, working Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 would be really nice, and have the weekends, every weekend off. Because we're a 24/7 shop. Our team responsible for coverage 24/7 every day of the year. So somebody got to be out there doing it, you know. I wonder if I'm doing this again. I think that might have been my turn. I get out here, I get to walking, and I keep thinking that the next corner is where I've crossed the 5,000 step mark that I can turn around and go home and hit 10. But I keep, that's on my bike. Walking, I probably don't have to walk this far. Like if I stop this and take my steps, I'm probably over my 5,000 to where I could turn around, go back home, have my 10,000 completed, and not have to leave the house again until tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. or so, 5 a.m. or so. So I found that intriguing. I like to diagnose and summarize and evaluate such things. While I'm walking, I don't, like I said, I don't listen to music. I got my earbuds, and the way I'm walking this time, I'm walking by, like by Lake Balboa and the golf courses. It's parked and recreation-y, so it puts me in a different vibe. Right now, I'm walking along the street, so you hear all the traffic, which I've grown used to, but there's a difference between walking on the path away from the traffic and walking against it. I learned how to block it out for the most part, but you know, there's a different vibe to it. And it's something, it may be background noise that is not soothing to me, not comforting, but maybe background noise that I can vibe with, you know, not like a TV set or music in the back, you know, movement, like energy and movement, people going places or things happening. Now, I know I'm walking too far now, so I'm just out here walking. So I know it's probably going to be a lazy day, hopefully. So, and while I'm feeling good, I just keep going. I didn't bring my knapsack because I wanted to stop by Dollar Tree or something to get goodies, which I still might do. Because it's a good chance I can get home and not leave the house again in preparation for travel. Not vacation, travel. That's why I took the day off. Happy Friday. That's why I took the day off. See, now I'm just walking. And I think this is Woodley, coming up to Woodley up here. And Woodley is where the Orange Line, Woodley is where the Van Nuys Flyway tried to make a stop. They wanted to say, here, you can catch it here. You can catch the Van Nuys Flyway here. A bus will stop and pick you up. And when I saw it there, I was like, this is janky. I was like, this is janky. I wouldn't trust this. But I tried it once, and it worked. I was like, okay. And then I tried it again, and the fucking bus didn't come. And I called the lady, I called the place to say, hey, where's the bus at? I got a black lady who was, I don't know if the word is belligerent, but she's not, that bus was there. We got it, you sure he was there? He's there, that bus. Now, it may be me, but her tone and quote unquote casual sassiness put me off and made me think more she was wrong. I didn't know what she was talking about. She could have been right as rain, but that delivery, you can call it me stereotyping or what I'm conditioned, I didn't have confidence in her ability to diagnose the situation just from her delivery and her kind of that bus came, I don't know where you were. No, see, look, I said, if we check here, look, see, you know, just that kind of, you know. Now, if I'm ordering chicken, or if I'm trying to get in a club, or something like that, that's appropriate. Appropriate is subjective. For Jeffrey, it's appropriate for Jeffrey. I shouldn't have to clarify that. When I say appropriate, or make a judgment, that judgment ends at the end of my nose. It's all about what Jeffrey thinks, Jeffrey TV, my subjective experience. And that bus didn't come. I was trying to catch a flight, you know, because I leave so early anyway. I just called an Uber. I think it cost me $40. I went from there. Got to, you know, LAX. I was kind of mad, but then I wasn't. I was like, well, you knew, you said it. You called it. You said it was janky, and, you know, because I'd actually caught the bus. I caught the Orange Line to Woodley because I had a bus pass. I had a monthly bus pass. So I just got the Orange Line to Woodley. Got off and, you know, went to the so-called bus stop. Did it that way. Wonder if I can... I've seen people go that way. I'm going to be nosy. I've seen people come from here. Is there something over here? Is there a walk path? Can I get to... Look at this. Kind of cool, huh? I'm trying to see if I can get to the park area, the lake from here. Or what's over here? Private property, no trespassing. Oh, you can't look. And here's somebody jogging too. It says private, but somebody jogging. So I guess it's legal. I guess we can actually come this way. I don't know. Somebody's coming that way. And I can walk back through the park and have some outside activity and get away from the traffic noise. And I see, that's why I bought the earbuds. If I wanted to vibe this way, you know, I would oh yeah, look. Here's where my car broke down. Here's when my car broke down, basically. It was somebody's house, another person's house. This is literally where my battery went dead when I was going to get my unsalted chips. And I said, let me stop, set up my laptop and cameras so that I could just shoot the event while I was riding. It ended up right there. It ended up right, literally, right there. Ended up literally right there, stuck until AAA came and got me. I left the car running, went and got my chips anyway. He told me the cellular, one of the cells in the battery was bad. I didn't kind of believe him. Well, I did, but I was still going to test it. And he was right. Next time I went to start the car, I wouldn't start. So, on one of my walks, and the AAA guy told me, Costco, go to Costco. But I don't have a Costco membership. But I know somebody who does. So I went and checked out Costco on one of my walks. In fact, on this walk, this same walk that I'm walking now, I walked by a Costco. Went in there, checked out their batteries, and they wanted like $200-something. And I called AutoZone. I was like, hey, how much your battery? It's like, they start from $80 up to $270. I'm like, what's the difference between an $80 battery? And it was like, And at first, I didn't want to be cheap. I said, give me the $172 battery or $150 battery. I didn't want to get the cheapest one. Then I was like, you know what? Never mind. And even after she brought it to the counter, I was like, I hate to do this to you, but give me the cheap one. All right, so, and this was after I walked. I got my carry-on luggage that I'm using, that I'm packing right now at home. Emptied it, carried it down to, walked it down empty to the AutoZone, getting my steps in, bought the $80 battery, threw it in there, walked it up the street, with the carry-on, with the wheels. And I ain't doing no more luggage without wheels. Forget that. I ain't doing no more luggage without wheels. And not only that, I'm not doing no more luggage without wheels. I'm gonna start getting good luggage with no wheels. I ain't getting cheap stuff no more. I'm gonna go ahead and make that investment because it's worth it. It's worth it to have good luggage that you can depend on, that feels solid. And so I took that, I got home. And had to set up a whole production. Just having fun, you know? Just having fun. I got an LED, my USB LED lights. First I tried to run electric to the car, but it wasn't long enough. So I had to use USB, and I was gonna hook all the USB stuff, my USB cameras and stuff to the car. But like, what you think the battery got the car? USB ain't gonna work. Plus, I really need that much battery power. I don't know why. The batteries and the cameras and stuff work, but the LED didn't even. So I eventually took my external battery, my external storage battery, took it out there, hooked up cameras and hooked up my phone to it, which was low on juice, and hooked the LED light to it. Give me lights in the garage, and had my Amiibo camera, which battery supposed to last 6 hours. It didn't need to be charging the whole time. Used the remote on my phone to remote into the camera to see what it was seeing. Shot video, hooked my microphone up. It's just fun, Got the battery out, which was fun, an experience. Got it back in, and filmed the whole thing. Just having a good time. That's what I like to do. It's really, really what I like to do. It really, really is. It's really what I like to do. Just be out here doing what I'm doing now, It's I don't know. And sometimes I wonder if I like being by myself too much. If I've grown so used to not compromising that I've dug myself into a understanding and being that can only exist if I'm by myself 90% of the time. And the feeling of solitude is so euphoric to me. doing this right here, right now, out here. Like just seeing, you know, just being out here now, just out here. You know, I've gone all around the world and been places where I've just been the only one there. The solitude of just sitting on the banks of the Mississippi or in Regent's Park in London, and just, you know, Central Park, New York, just being there. And where was I at that one place? Where did I walk to? I was someplace in the food trucks. I forget where I was. It was someplace I walked and I found food and they had food trucks along the shore. And I was like the only one there. And I just sat and it felt so good. I shot video too. I forget where it was. I just sat and just, oh my God. But ride it until the wheels fall off. What else? I got no choice. There is definitely an alternative. But I got no choice. I got no complaints. It feels good the way it is. You know? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Something like that. But see this? This just be out here amongst the, you know, just emptiness, see? Quiet. You can hear the traffic off in the distance. You know, you feel like you're still within an active organism. But you've like found the space, like all that time, that brief few seconds or that I was alone in the Lincoln Memorial. Oh, I felt that. I could feel it. Like years ago when I would go to LA County Museum of Art in the ancient Asian art section in like the bottom of the permanent gallery building, one of the buildings, just sitting there by myself and just vibe what, you know, and try to vibe the energy of somebody actually creating this piece that I'm looking at, this sculpture or whatever that I'm looking at, you know, 800-900 years ago. You know, actually, human actually did that. You know, the energy that was around it, and just try to imagine that. And just try to absorb it or absorb the idea of it. And then with the internet and these cameras and selfie sticks and microphones, I can have both worlds. I can do my electronics. I can broadcast. I can record, document, and still be within that solitude, so to speak. But it's not really solitude because everything around me is still a part of me. Everything around me is still a part of it. Isolation? Can you call it isolation? I don't know. Or detachment or whatever you want to call it. My little teeth is doing something, ain't it? Ain't it? I ain't one. I am not one for any kind of style or anything. I'm anti-style. I'm anti-whatever. My thing for years was cut it all off my face. But then that look got too plain to me. I was like, I need to do something. In fact, my headshot that they still use at work is me, you know, with no facial hair. And I'm not used to that anymore. I'm like, you know, but I think the way it's growing, and I don't know how to do it. You know, I don't know how to groom. I ain't even gonna lie, I don't know how. So what I did was I just start, you know, shaping it the way I would like for it to grow in and let that part grow and see what happens. But I do notice I got to trim the beard too. You can't just let the hairs on the beard and the mustache just grow So I got another set of clippers, my old set of clippers, where the blades can be adjusted. And I, you know, max them out the blades and I trim it down, which got me to thinking, maybe I should lower the blades, make trim it down even closer, the mustache and my beard. Trim it down even closer, you know, make it more lean to get the look, another look. Yeah, we'll see. But anyway, so now I'm back on the street, as you can tell. Back, and I love the Metropolitan, I love the concrete. So that's not really a, big, heavy negative. I like the hustle and bustle, but I also like to get off the concrete and get to that quietness, and like, not solemnness, but you know, kind of a quiet, kind of, not isolation, but you know, moments of just quiet. Like, I'll stand outside my balcony, and you know, there's no cars, there's nobody outside, it was like midnight or so, just that quiet stillness. And this Garrick's Barbecue, one of these days, I gotta go. Maybe I'll do that. Dang, look at that. Somebody did that. Guess it's not gonna work. One of these days. I'm gonna try Garrick's Barbecue, just cause it say barbecue. Should go over there. I can just Google it. But it kind of looked like one of the places that might not have a website, which sometimes makes it better for me. I'm not even sure that I can chew, bite, or eat barbecue, so. Doesn't look like it's open, though. Doesn't even look like it's in business anymore, kind of, in fact. That's why I got the food chopper. And it feels good to be out. It feels good to be walking. I like walking better than bike. Like I said, everything, whatever I'm doing at the time is the bee's knees. Whatever I'm doing, when I was doing the glider, that was the best. When I was riding my bike, oh my God, this is the best. Now that I'm back walking, oh my God, how did I ever leave this? That's how my life is. Whatever I'm doing at the moment, I obviously can adjust my thinking or my disposition to get the most out of it. Whether that works for me or whether that's beneficial or not, it seems to be working. Because even when I'm not happy, I am. I'm basically even happy when I'm sad. Because I know that pretty much overall, what I built, I have faith that what I've built can sustain bouts of sadness or events that trigger a more solemn or not depression, but a sadness. You can call it a depression of energy. When my energy is depressed, not that I am depressed, but depressed energy. I guess you can say something like that. But, oh my God. Just so good. Everything is just so good. Everything is just so, so good. With the internet and ChatGPT, the access to information, the access to broadcast and to have a platform, the technology to create computers, I love them. And I'm good at them. And I'm good at understanding. I'm good with people. I'm good with words. Or I have faith that I'm good at all these things. I have a confidence. And that's all you need, basically. If you don't believe in you, if I don't believe I can do it, if I don't believe in a Jeffrey TV legacy, nobody else will. And from what I've seen through human history, people will believe if you do. People will believe as you do. It starts off with you being passion. It starts off with the individual's passion. It builds. And if I don't believe it, nobody else will. Like when I saw, I was in Paris. I saw Napoleon's grave. The way what they had built to this man, this monument, I was like, I want that. I was like, I want that. It was just so well done. I don't know if it was religious or not. It was in a church. There was definitely religious things around. But his tomb wasn't super religiously. It was basically wood. It was very well done. And the way they had like a, it was like an opening, like a two-story opening, and you look down and it was like down over a, you know, a rail, like a balcony, like an inside balcony. You look down over it, and then you go down in there, and they have statues, you know, around it. I was like, I want this. And then of course, you look to the left, big old church. Church and the rest of the dead saints. And I found it, it may be the Western, but I went to Westminster Abbey. Westminster Abbey is nothing but a mausoleum. Of course, you got like, you know, Stephen Hawking's, Darwin, and who else? Galileo wasn't there. I think Galileo was somewhere else. Darwin. I think I seen Galileo's tomb. It was in Italy. Who else? Newton, Isaac Newton. In fact, when you walk in, you walk right on top of Isaac Newton and who's the other one that I just said? Charles Darwin. They're like built in the floor. So you like walking on top of them. And it's like tombs everywhere. It's just like, you know, remains of people everywhere, everywhere you look. On the walls. You can tell they ran out of space, so they had to get creative. Yeah. How'd I get on that subject? Oh, the tombs. And yeah, they're at Napoleon's monument or grave. You look to the left. You know, altar, big cross. You know, the altar. What's it called? The big thing with the cross and the, I think it's the altar. Ooh, that hurt. Whatever that was, that hurt. There's something still very sensitive, like a scab or something that I can feel is not completely healed, to where it's like, it stings. If you touch it a certain way, so let me know when that's not ready yet. That's still not ready yet. Not stinging from like an open sore. Stinging from like a scab that's deeply rooted on a nerve or something. Does that thing sound right? That even makes sense? Okay, now I'm just rambling. But that's okay. Because everything is okay, basically. Think about it. Everything is okay. Everything is always okay. No, not really. Subjectively speaking, everything is subjective. Everything is subjective. So we really never know what is or what ain't. We only can determine that for ourselves. We only can say what is for us, for me. So that's all I'm talking about all the time. I'm only talking about for me. That's it. What I can say and for me. Homeless area. As you can see, this stuff. And of course, under the bridge, I don't walk. Sometimes I walk up there, but I ain't trying to be in an enclosed place where people are living. So I walk on the street. I ride my bike up there sometimes, but I'm not trying to get up there and be in an enclosed place. And it's dark up there too. Kind of scary. It's scary walking under the 405. This is the 405, people. My favorite freeway. This is the 405. A couple miles south is the 405 and the 101 interchange. They say that's the busiest interchange in the country, if not the world. I live 2 miles from that. I avoid it. I don't use it. I keep right on by it and get off on the next exit. And then come, I could take the 101 east, but I'd rather go farther north and go east on the Service Street instead of taking the 101, because it's like the first exit after that interchange, which I believe breaks down to only one lane. There was a time I looked, there was only one lane. So everybody coming from Santa Monica, the west side, up to the valley, to the 101, had to funnel into one lane. I hope they fixed that by now. Just imagine a five lane freeway. People going to the valley have to funnel into one lane. Anyway, this is what I do. This is what I walk. It's been an hour talking to you guys about non-political stuff. Didn't bring up race or Tucker Carlson or anything. And I actually could. There's a few things that, you know, I've discovered, and, you know, and it may be that maybe the algorithm is starting to catch up with me. Because more and more, I'm seeing podcasts and videos that agree with me. Not only agree with me, but saying the same thing I've been saying for years. Modern, younger people who have a bigger audience, you know, more professional, just, you know, done it more formally, just, you know, done it, quote unquote, the right way. Mainstream, but, you know, at that next level, saying stuff I said years ago. So maybe it's starting to wear off. Maybe I'm just like, okay, Now that I know I'm not the only one, and the message is out there being said, whoop, I'm good. Next. But anyway, swing on at y'all two times. For me, and for the funk. And for every atom that has ever existed in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. It's the totality of it all, y'all. A theory of universe. A hypothesis of all is one. And that's a theory of universe. Not theory of the universe. A theory of universe. I got that website. I know I keep saying it. I need to update it and move on it. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey.